If you have your Bibles this morning, if you could turn with me to Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verse 38. And I want to share for a few moments on the importance of our relationship with God. The importance of our relationship with God. I want to say this morning that God created us to have fellowship with Him. I want to say that again. God created us to have fellowship with Him. What an awesome opportunity that we have as believers to get to know God. How many know you can get to know God? I want you to understand that this morning. He wants to reveal Himself to you. And that's really what this is all about, is getting to know God. You know, after Adam and Eve sinned, God came in the cool of the day, seeking out a conversation with Adam and Eve. You know, God is seeking out fellowship and conversation with you and me. That's awesome. Think about it. That's awesome. That the God who created everything that we see in this beautiful valley. And I have to tell you, the more time I spend in Preston, the more I love this valley. I have to tell you that. I just love this place. I don't even want to go anywhere for vacation. I just want to be here and see the mountains and the trees and the forests and the streams. I mean, we've got so much to be thankful for living here. We get to see the beauty of God's creation. And the God who created all of that wants to have a relationship with you and me. Father, I just thank you this morning that we can get to know you this very day more and more. Lord, this is a pursuit that we're on. To really draw so close to you. And I pray today that your Holy Spirit will speak to us and minister to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this is not an unfamiliar portion of Scripture. But I think it's important to go over it again. To really see, you know, there's so much depth to God's Word. You can read something and get something from it, come back to it, get more from it, and it's just like layers and layers are being peeled away, and God is revealing more and more and more through His Word. I love to read God's Word. In fact, sometimes I just speak in tongues and read the Word at the same time. And just let the Holy Spirit just speak to me and minister to me. Look at verse 38. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village. And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. Did you know that's where God wants us to be? At his feet, listening to his teaching. This Bible that we hold here, I hold here on this pulpit, is the Lord's teaching. Hallelujah. To be at his feet means to be in submission, open to receiving whatever the Holy Spirit wants to say. Hallelujah. But Martha, verse 40, was distracted. You know, that's the job of the devil, to distract us, to get us out from underneath the presence and the power of God and away from that sweet fellowship that God wants to bestow to us. And he'll use anything. The Bible says here, she was distracted with much serving. In other words, there was a lot of activity taking place. So we have two people. One is sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to his teaching. And the other person was distracted and involved in much serving. I think that's the story of a lot of people. And she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. I'm distracted, I'm busy, and I want her to come and help me in my busyness. Yeah. Hello? Can anybody relate to what I'm talking about? You know, there's a little phrase that I heard one time, and it goes like this. Something needed to be done, apparently. Nobody wanted to do it. Somebody did it, and it meant nothing. You know, we can be involved in things that are outside of the will of God. We can be so busy doing things that are not in the heart of God. And we can think because we're so busy that we're pleasing the Lord. God is not looking for us to be so busy. He wants us first and foremost to be in his presence, fellowshipping with him. Amen. That's what he wants. More than anything else, he wants our time to be spent first and foremost in his divine presence. Now look, listen to what Jesus said, because this is important. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha. Martha, Martha. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. You know, that is a picture of our world today. And the people all around us, they are anxious and troubled about many things. You know, anxiety is on the increase. People of all ages, even people in sports, are experiencing panic attacks, anxiety. People are anxious about what is going to happen tomorrow. What's going to happen next week? Am I going to have my job? But friends, when you're in the presence of God, all that anxiety disappears. Can somebody shout amen this morning? It all evaporates. If you're anxious about something, it's because you haven't yet given it to God. And the only way to give it to God is to come into His presence, fellowship with Him, and release it into His hands. Cast all your care upon Him, the Lord says. Isn't that what the Bible says? Is it possible to be carefree? Yes, it is. God wants us to lay our burdens at His feet. Hallelujah. Amen. He wants us to do that. Coming in to His presence and laying those things that are heavy upon us, to lay them at His feet and say, God, I can't do this, but I know You can do it in and through me by Your strength and by Your power and by Your might. Martha, Martha, you are troubled, you are anxious about many things. But one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the good thing, which will not be taken away from her. Where was Mary? She was at the Lord's feet, listening to His teaching. That's where we need to be. I'm not saying that things shouldn't be done. Yes, things need to be done. But when you put your relationship with God as a priority, it's amazing how God gives you the wisdom to get everything done when you put Him first. Can somebody say amen this morning? When you put your relationship with God as a priority, He opens the windows of time, hallelujah, and enables you with the wisdom He bestows upon you to get it all done. I've heard so many people say, you know, I'm so busy, I don't have time to pray. Look at Luke chapter 5, verse number 15. Your relationship with God has got to be your top priority. Can I say it again? Your relationship with God has got to be your top priority. Got to be. And some people, as I said, say, I'm so busy, I don't have time to spend with God. Well, there was no busier person than Jesus. The Bible says here in verse number 15, but now even more the report about Him went abroad, and great crowds gathered to hear Him and to be healed of their infirmities. of us have great crowds following us. Unless it's CRA or something, I don't know. I don't think any of us here in this room have great crowds following us and almost begging us, can you pray for me? Can you pray for me? Jesus was busy. He was busy doing the will of the Father. There's always time to do the will of the Father. Can somebody say amen this morning? It's always, there's always time
to do the will of the Father. But look at verse 16. But he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. He was busy. But he always took time to spend with the Father. Are you hearing me this morning? And as you read through the Gospels, you're going to see more than once that Jesus would withdraw. He would get up early. He would stay late at night because he wanted to fellowship with the Father. So it doesn't matter how busy we get. We always need to make sure that we carve out time just to be in His divine presence. Now there's a key here in verse number 16. It says he withdrew to a desolate place. We need quiet time, free from distraction, so that we can hear what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us. We need time away from the things, the clamoring of the world, and we need time to be quiet in His presence, praying and seeking His face and reading His word so that we can hear from God. It means we have to turn off the TV, put away the cell phone. Get rid of some of the distractions. Find that quiet place, wherever it may be, so that we can be in His presence and hear what God wants to say to us. Did you know that God is always speaking? God is always speaking. The key is, are we listening to what God is saying? And sometimes you have to get quiet just to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you concerning your situation and your circumstance and what you're going through and the trials and the temptations and the testings and the difficult times. And when you're in the valley or when you're in the mountaintop, you need direction from God Almighty. How many of you have ever done something stupid and regretted it? Can I see your hand? The rest of you don't know that you did do stupid things. You regret it. But when you hear from God and you do what God wants you to do, you never regret it. Are you hearing me this morning? Because there's that inner sense of His divine peace that He is leading you and He is guiding you and He is directing you. Hallelujah. That's what I want. That's why I know being here in Creston, it's a miracle, folks. Being in Toronto for 26 years, the traffic, the pollution. How did I end up in Creston? Yeah. As I said before, I never knew Creston even existed. But how many know when God tomorrow.
Right.
But your relationship with God will prepare you for whatever test comes. Are you hearing me?
Oh, yeah.
You're investing in your future when you pray. I want you to understand that this morning. You are investing in your future when you pray. Hallelujah. Because when you pray, God is working on your heart and He is doing something beautiful on the inside of you. So when that crisis hits, you're ready. Hallelujah. You're ready. We know what's happening in California right now. Earthquakes in various places. There's a 50% chance, they say, that the big one is going to happen. It's not if it will happen, it's when it will happen. And there's no way to predict exactly the time or place. And friends, it's the same with us. We don't know what the future holds for us. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. We don't know the medical crisis that could hit our family or one of our family members. But when you are praying, God is preparing you. Even though at the time you don't understand and you don't know, God is preparing you because God sees into the future and He knows what's going to happen.
Yes.
Look at Psalm 109. I've been meditating on these verses. Very powerful verses. A Psalm of David. Be not silent, O God of my praise. For wicked and deceitful mouths are opened against me. You know, when you start praying, you're going to get opposition. Satan is going to oppose you when you really press in with God. But the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? God is going to show Himself mighty to you and powerful to you, like we sang this morning. He doesn't want you just to pray. He wants you to press in prayer. He wants you to deepen in prayer. Daniel prayed for 21 days. And as he was praying, the Bible says there was a battle going on in the heavenlies. Angels fighting demonic forces. But Daniel persevered. He pressed in with God. That's the thing I loved about my dad, is I saw him praying and pressing in with God. And although he faced opposition and hatred, he never gave up on his prayer life. Never. The Bible says the wicked and deceitful mouths are opened against me, speaking against me with lying tongues. Sounds like fun, right? They encircle me with words of hate. You know, if I can say this morning, I might ruffle some feathers, but that's okay. The homosexual agenda are saying that it's us that's full of hate. But what was told to me about what happened at the Angus Bucking Crusade, it wasn't the Christians that were full of hate. It was the opposition to what he was saying. They were the ones who had venom in their mouths. While the believers were extending their hands of love and friendship and cooperation and reaching out, it was those who opposed the message of the gospel that were full of hate and venom. And friends, let me tell you, if you really serve God, people are going to hate you. If you really live for Jesus, people are going to hate you. And it's not just you they hate, it's the Jesus that's in you that they hate. And we have to be ready for that. Not everyone is going to like our message and the truth of God's word. Friends, let me tell you, what is being preached today in our world, the sin that's being preached is destroying our nation and destroying the family unit. And I'm not afraid to stand behind this pulpit and to declare that homosexuality is a sin against God Almighty. And the confusion that is being brought to our little children. Maybe one day you'll have to visit me in jail. But I'm not afraid to preach the truth and to declare it as God's word says it. Are you hearing me? And friends, we need to be ready because people are going to hate you and they're going to hate me because we stand for the truth of God's word. The Bible says in verse 3, they attacked me without a cause. And this is so true. Verse 4, in return for my love, they accused me. But I give myself to prayer. Friends, that's the only way. Is you've got to take all the opposition and all the hatred against you, and you've got to bring it to God and lay it at His feet. Are you hearing me this morning? We need to take it all and lay it at the foot of the cross. And as they were stoning Stephen, he said, Lord, don't hold this against them. And when Jesus was dying on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The only way Stephen could say what he said was because he was a man of prayer. He had a relationship with God. Are you hearing me? They're going to hate you. They're going to accuse you. They're going to work against you. And the only way to overcome is to continue to spend time in God's presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
morning, the Holy Spirit is speaking. And he's speaking to you and me. How serious are we about really developing that close personal relationship with Jesus? How serious? We are entering into the last days. I say this morning that the Antichrist is so close to revealing himself. All the technology is in place for the working and administration of the beast found in the book of Revelation. The only way to be ready, folks, is to be in this book and be in prayer. See his face and say, Lord, prepare me. Lord, move in my heart. Don't let anything distract you. Don't let anything get you out of prayer and seeking God's face. Don't let any busyness rob you of your personal walk with God. Don't let the anger of others and the hatred of others get you bitter. Take those things to God. Keep your heart soft and tender before him. Will you bow your heads this morning?